Module 6, Understanding the Balance Sheet. In this unit, we will be discussing the accounting equation, double entry accounting, types of assets, types of liabilities, and equity. The balance sheet will help provide balance to your business. It helps keep everything organized and on point. One of the worst things in accounting is unorganization. So don't treat your balance sheet like your sock drawer at home or that mysterious junk drawer in your kitchen that no one wants to organize. A balance sheet is a financial statement that shows the assets, liabilities, and owner's equity at a specific point in time. Assets and liabilities are usually listed first, followed by the equity, which is the difference between the assets and the liabilities. The balance sheet will ultimately provide a snapshot of the company's current financial condition. Example, Bob and Tom's Crunchy Cookie Company had an impressive increase in sales this past month. However, the company is only 3 months old, and they therefore still have a number of liabilities to attend to. In order to keep track of their increases and to determine the financial position of their business this month, Bob and Tom will need to summarize their business assets, liabilities, and equity into what is known as a balance sheet. The accounting equation. The accounting equation is simple. It's the combination of liabilities and equity, which equals assets. Assets equals liabilities plus equity. The accounting equation helps to identify the relationship between crucial elements of accounting. An asset is anything of value, that which a company owns. Assets consist of tangible and intangible assets. Examples of current assets include stocks, bonds, cash, and property. Liabilities are a company's existing debts that are owed to third parties. Examples of liabilities would be accounts payable, wages payable, and interest payable. Double entry accounting. Double entry accounting involves credits and debits. This will show information about increases and decreases in one balance statement. This can also be known as a T account because it looks like the letter T on paper, consisting of the debits on one side and the credits on the other. This method provides a simple way to accurately and efficiently balance the sums in accounts using the debit and credit method. Remember, debits should be equivalent to credits. You should not do a debit without a credit if you want to keep everything balanced. Case study. A few days after Jeremy's meeting, he got a call from Bob. Bob explained that while he knew that the balance sheet should show his assets, liabilities, and owner's equity, he was unsure about what items would fall under each category. Jeremy decided to use examples to help explain. He said that an asset was anything worth something, including investments or manufacturing equipment. He then told Bob that a liability was anything that the company owed, for example, a business loan that needed to be paid off. Finally, Jeremy defined equity as all of his assets deducted by all of his liabilities. He simplified all of that information for Bob, as assets is equal to liabilities added to equities.